Stop 9, Bendigo Trades Hall. To get to the Trades Hall, head down View Street, and as you go, just one last word about those Freemasons. How did they pay for this magnificent building, apart from by gold mining? Why, the same as the footy club, of course, a bar, open to the public. And that's it, on the left, just past the Capitol steps. It's an underground bar, and guess what? It's rumoured to be reopening soon. So I'll see you there, after midnight. Past the bar, on your left, is the Bendigo Art Gallery. Entry is free, and if you have time, in the Australian Gallery in Bolton Court, there are 3 1880s paintings depicting just where you've walked today, and showing how Bendigo grew out of an industrial site, with gum trees up Pall Mall. It's open every day, with guided tours at 2 p.m. After the gallery is the Bendigo Trades Hall. It's opposite Mackenzie Street, approximately 50 metres down from the art gallery, and you can listen as you walk. I've talked about how the people who built Bendigo wanted a city free of the ills of their homeland. But guess what? They also recreated the divisions and distinctions of the places they'd come from. 21 years after the gold rush, when alluvial gold had run out, the independent diggers became workers, employed by mining companies, and that's when the first miners' union was established in 1872. Miners' wages were falling. They worked underground, 10-hour shifts in dangerous conditions. So they formed Australia's first miners' union. And in 1874, the Bendigo miners were the first in the world to negotiate an 8-hour working day. As they say, from little things, big things grow. Bendigo's success with the 8-hour day inspired a dozen unions across central Victorian gold towns and established the Amalgamated Miners Association, which soon went Australia-wide. The Trades Hall in Bendigo was founded in 1896, but this Trades Hall was built in View Street in 1913. Next stop is the Temperance Hall on Track 10.